Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on The Grave Talks, Booze, Brews, and Barbecue, a conversation with Ty Sherrill, John Guarneri, and Barry Kirsch. Booze, Brews, and Barbecue is a new paranormal series that takes a different approach to paranormal investigation. Each episode brings the team into locations known for reported activity, where they dig into the history, investigate, and see what they can experience firsthand, also checking out the local food and beer along the way. The show features Ty Sherrill, John Guarneri, and Barry Kirsch, three very different backgrounds coming into the same investigation. Ty brings a background as a barbecue expert. John comes from the world of security, working with Shinedown. And Barry, the drummer for Shinedown, brings a more skeptical perspective. That mix of perspectives becomes part of the story because when something happens, they don't always see it the same way. We talk with them about how the show came together, the places they've investigated, and how each of them processes what they experience when things don't quite add up. Today on The Grave Talks, Booze, Brews, and Barbecue, a conversation with Ty Sherrill, John Guarneri, and Barry Kirsch. So I would like to thank you all for joining me today. We've got Ty Sherrill, we've got Barry Kirsch, and we also have, I'm going to screw this up right off the bat.
Everyone does.
John Guarneri.
Yes.
That was perfect.
I got all nervous there for a second. I'm like, dang, we went over this. So you guys have a new show called Booze, Brews, and Barbecue. Before we get into this, I want to kind of talk to each of you individually because y'all bring something different to the table in this show. So I'm going to assume, I don't know, you guys are friends?
Most days.
Most days. Where are you today on the friendship scale? Doing okay?
Because I think we're good.
Ty and John are in the same room, so that feels good, like good energy to me.
Well, Barry, he didn't want to come down, so
because he's too good.
It's not that. It's my last week with the family before I go on tour, so I need to be home.
So when Barry just said on tour, we haven't gotten to that part yet, but this is the same Barry Kirsch that you might think it is from Shinedown.
Yes.
So thank you very much for taking the time going out on tour.
My pleasure. Like,
you're out all summer, probably into the fall.
Yeah. Yeah. And so is John, because John will be with us. He works with Shinedown as well. So that's how we initially met each other.
I was going to ask. So, John, you do security, right?
Yeah. My background used to be federal government. And then in 2014, I went private, launched a company with my partner, Chris. And then, I met this year, I think end of this year, will be 10 years with Shinedown doing their security.
And you also have your own podcast.
Yeah, I do the podcast. I write comic books. I do poetry stuff. So like I'm very, very creative. And then getting to know Barry through music. And like he writes stuff too. We always hang out on days off and just throw away these crazy ideas. This thing kind of came from like the pandemic one night. When I was in like a drunken state, obviously.
One night.
and then from there, me and Barry are talking about it. We're trying to put this idea together, beer, like the paranormal aspect of drinking beer. We're trying to come up with names. And we're like, well, what if we got the booze, we got the brews. I'm like, oh shit, barbecue. And so from there, we just kind of figure out like what kind of guest, who's the third host we want. that's great on camera, but like a really good human being that like obviously is very much blue collar, very much along what we're trying to do and just be very community based and like just a great person. And we're throwing out ideas in our head, like people like Jacoby from Papa Roach and stuff like that. And then Zach invites Ty backstage to a festival in Oklahoma a couple of years ago, a complete dust bowl, sweaty. And we
Zach's
go
our guitar player.
Oh, that, I bet that was Rocklahoma, wasn't it?
No, it was it was
our own show, but very similar. Think Rocklahoma, okay. And it's just as dirty.
Oh, yeah, because it is. It can be really dry and really windy and hot and dirty.
Yeah. And so we're picking the dust out of our mouth, trying to talk to Ty, get to know him. We met his son, Brayden. And so we're like, hey, this is so crazy. Here's an idea we have. Just let us know in a couple of days, like what you think about it. Just, I know it's a lot. And then that Monday morning, we get an email from Ty saying I'm all in. So, and we did all this knowing just based on him being a phenomenal barbecue chef, which he doesn't really talk himself up, which is cool. He's modest, but like he's really good. But we had no idea his background actually in production when it comes to TV show stuff. And he's having worked with the Kardashians, the Sharon Osbourne type people. And so it's like we had no idea about his actual career. And so everything just kind of gelled together. It's been a wild ride this past year.
I can't have you throw out the Kardashians and Ty without asking Ty, what is your connection with the Kardashians?
There was one night in LA.
There I was with Khloe.
Yeah. I do work for some foundations in Los Angeles, and one of them being Robert Shapiro's foundation.
Okay.
Robert Shapiro being the OJ's attorney. So I've been working with Shapiro for many years with the foundation, helping him with their media and production and everything else. And he has us come to the events, and then we get seated with random people. And one time we were seated with Kim, and it was pretty crazy. So hanging out with Kathy Hilton, who is one of my favorite people in LA, just because she's cool. And everybody else that we've met through Bob and all the other people that we work with out there. So I ended up doing work with a lot of different people out there. It's just all a part of media.
Well, it's funny how y'all came together. Because when he was talking about you were looking for a good person, a nice guy, and I'm like, please say Ty. This is going to get awkward if you don't.
We went to everybody else,
and then we circled back to Ty.
And there was this guy that showed up with his kids at the concert. So,
yeah.
I have a couple questions about the show and the booze, brews, and barbecue format. Do you each have an interest in the paranormal then separately? Like, is that something y'all had been interested in? I'll start with you, Barry. Is that something you've been interested in for a while?
For me, ever since I was a little kid, my grandmother used to tell ghost stories. She was a storyteller. And that kind of piqued my interest very young, at a very young age. And then, you know, I'd always go to the library and try to find ghost story books and all the kind of lore and things of that. And I'm also a big history buff. So, and I get that from my father. So all of those things would come together, and my father and I would visit different Civil War sites in the North Florida area, and you'd get the real stories, but you'd also get the ghost stories and things like that. And I just ate them up. And then, you know, come the 90s when, and even before that, when you had like Unexplained or even George Norrie, but then when the TV show started to be getting popular, I started, you know, you enjoy those, and a lot of them have their, you know, jump scare value to them, and they're entertainment, but some of them, like the original Ghost Hunters, also had a lot of knowledge behind them and debunking and that kind of stuff. And my least favorite word is debunking, but that's what they used in the shows. You know, they were looking at it from, I guess, a more scientific way, and I found that fascinating. So I've been into it for a very long time, since I was a young boy.
And with you traveling so much, you and John both traveling so much, not as much now, but maybe earlier in Shinedown history.
We still travel a lot.
No, but what I was going to say, you used to probably, now you play bigger venues, but back in the day when you were playing smaller theaters, I would imagine that you had some encounters there, the different hotels, the different places you have traveled to. I'm going to guess you've had some kind of interesting things happen along the way.
There has been strange things that have happened, and me, I'm the consummate skeptic. I still need something to really smack me in the back of the head to give me a definitive there is something, but I do believe there's something else going on out there, but I haven't had the big thing yet. But there's been strange occurrences, and the cool thing with traveling the way we do is we get all over the world. So, yeah. You know, we can go visit locations in Europe and the UK that are 1,000 years old or older. And you really get a lot of a different sense of history there. And in these, some of these theaters here in the States and even in UK, Europe, these theaters are 100 years old,
yeah.
A couple hundred years old now. And it's like, wow, all the people that have performed here and we get to be a part of this. You definitely can feel that energy over said basketball arena. You know?
Right. You don't really feel it so much in arenas and stadiums, but
no.
Those smaller theaters. John, what is your interest in the paranormal? Has that been a long time thing for you?
Yeah, for me, it's, I remember when I started losing my teeth, the tooth fairy would bring like money or whatever. But then one year instead of money, I got a book on Loch Ness Monster. And I kind of fell in love with like the cryptozoology stuff, like the Bigfoot, Mothman, like all the weird creature things. And then as I get older, you start watching the TV shows, and then you start hearing about the different ghost stories and lore attached to buildings and stuff, like a lot of the battlefield stuff, like the Civil War, Gettysburg, and stuff like that. And then I think for me, while I've always loved that stuff, it's when you start getting around people that share the same interests. So having worked with Barry, like we would always share. And even extension Eric and the band too, where it's like we're all about like the alien, the space stuff, but also like you hear these stories of unexplained phenomena that happens. It's like this, it's very interesting to me. And then Barry and I would talk about the stuff, but we started filming this past year, and Barry already had a trunk full of gear, and so like I had no idea he was actually had spirit boxes and REM pods, EMF readers, and dowsing rods, and all this stuff. Where it's like that, then I kind of got even more excited because I didn't realize you could actively do. Like I didn't realize I could do this stuff. I thought it was only people on TV, right? Like I didn't understand the accessibility of anyone can become a ghost hunter or an investigator, I guess is the better term. And we started talking about this. The idea comes to it now, where it's like the entire building our own collections now with gear.
Well, yeah, because Barry can't have all the gear. Yeah. You gotta have some
yeah
gear.
But I'm kind of a gear junkie, so I'm always trying new stuff.
But it's just been fun just kind of growing and understanding like the science behind different gear and using that to like theorize about different things and stuff. So it's just been a blast just kind of like really jumping into like the science of it, like the gear, but also helping fill the stories with like history and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And knowing you don't know anything.
Right. There's no experts in this. Anyone says they're an expert in this field, I actually think they're the furthest thing from it.
No, and it's kind of experiences that happen along the way. You know, I say this frequently, but for someone who says they don't believe in the paranormal, they've never had an experience. How could they? It's kind of like you're just talking about Mothman and Sasquatches and all that. I've never had an experience with them. Do they exist? I don't know. I think, could they? Absolutely. Have I ever seen one? No. So doesn't mean they don't exist just because I don't have an experience.
Right.
You know, I think the paranormal's like that too. So Ty, what got you interested in the paranormal then? Or are you like, this sounds like fun. Sign me up.
It does not sound like fun at all. I am not. I just go. I'm interested in the beer part more. No, seriously. At the beginning, I wanted nothing to do with that part of it. Now that we've been to 10 different locations, it's been something that I'm really interested in now, just because of things that I saw happen, hear happen, like I'm fully invested in it. Like I want to dig deeper.
He went from not wanting to stay in the Miss Molly's in Fort Worth, Texas, the first episode we filmed, to now he sends us pictures and videos. Hey, I got a cup of dirt from Waco, Texas. So it's like the new Jim Jones mixtape. Like, so it's just like, he's very much like,
he's gone full in.
Yeah, fully in.
And especially coming from an evangelical background, he was very nervous at first, and rightfully so. It can be, you know, the stigma about all of this can be really rough against your Christian faith. So finding that balance is difficult, but it's been a fun. It's been fun to see him get braver over the episodes.
Ty, if it makes you feel any better, I talk about this stuff all day long, but I would not want to spend the night there. Like, I just, I'll go, like, give me the historical tour any day. I'll take the ghost tour, but I don't want to be spending the night at places.
the best night's sleep I got in all of these locations was sleeping in Lizzie Borden's room at the Lizzie Borden house.
Nuh-uh.
I sleep ever got in any of these locations we've been at.
I think for John and I, because of the touring for as long as I have and we have, I could sleep anywhere.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'd rather a haunted house than a crack house, and I've slept in both.
I'm in one right now.
Next time I go someplace that's reportedly haunted, a haunted house, I'll say at least it's not a crack house. This could always get worse.
Right.
We're also so tired from filming because it's like we have a strict deadline with the video team and stuff and the audio team, and where it's just like we have 3 days to do this. You got to film all the beer segment, the barbecue stuff, and then you have to investigate. So it's like for me, you're doing 18, 20-hour days sometimes where I can literally sleep through that. If that place was on fire, I'd become a ghost there.
You don't even sleep sometimes.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm going to take it. You don't take the beer and the barbecue into the haunted location. They're kind of separate in the show.
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both?
We have cooked. We have trimmed brisket in haunted locations. We have used Rectech and various other grill companies to smoke
right outside
haunted graveyards and stuff like that. But we can organically incorporate it all because it's like, again, it's very community-based, but we're tying into like, so we go to like Monroe County, Kentucky. We're at this Octagon Hall, Civil War history, a lot of craziness there. But we're also learning about the Monroe County barbecue, how they do barbecue. And so it's like we learn about. We go to a local brewery where we learn about their processes. And it's like it's cool because they're part of the community, but they can also share different ghost stories they hear or stuff like that, where we just kind of, again, just kind of tie everything together where it doesn't seem like it's three random things. They seamlessly blend together because any given time we can be drinking beer or eating barbecue, and 10 feet away from us, we're actually in an unmarked grave. So it's area. So it's like it's very much a cool way to kind of tie it all together.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, you have all three aspects, but it's all together about the local community there. And we really like to include the local community. We still keep in touch with them. John's really good about getting back and forth. We're like, hey, you know, how are you guys doing? How's the brewery doing? All those kinds of things. Because you meet these people and, you know, anything in the food and beverage industry is very difficult. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, you see a lot of them closed. One of the breweries we investigated is no longer there. Or we didn't investigate, but went to is no longer there. So, sure. You know, including the local community, hanging out with them, and then also, you know, on top of it, we'll host events where, you know, fans of who we are and what we're doing can maybe do a haunted trolley ride with us, and we just have a good time. And that's, you know, kind of an event where they get to meet us, hang out with us. It doesn't really make it onto the socials, but not part of the episodes. But that just helps that community and those local trolleys and those places make money for themselves. So we really want to make it a community.
I love that. Because I noticed on the website that you had a couple of events, like a trolley and a boat.
It's again, you bring in these mom-and-pop brands and companies to work with you. And then we're just partaking in their, like the boat ride in St. Augustine, like she was a great host for it. And she was telling the stories about the St. Augustine, the pirates. And so we're just adding an extra element. We're adding our chaos to what these people have already done. But like every time we've done one of these events and everything is always sold out, where people now want to go back and bring their families and partake in the community and enjoy these trolley rides because they had so much fun and stuff like that.
So you mentioned Octagon Hall just a minute ago. I have talked to them before. I've never been there.
Oh, it's awesome.
Go. But worth going.
It's a pretty haunted location, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I believe they've Ty's in the middle of editing it right now with John working on that and just finished the trailer for that. That's a special place. And the history there is just amazing with the Civil War and then, you know, both sides being in that area. Yeah. And then it ends up becoming a Civil War hospital and they're throwing body parts out of the basement just as they're amputating and trying to help people survive.
Right.
They have a slave graveyard on site, which is still kept nice and clean, which is pretty cool to see that they're showing respect for this for such a, you know, horrible time in our history. So it's an interesting place and blanking on her name. What's her name? There's a Beth.
Beth Howard. Yeah.
She is a great storyteller. She really knows her stuff.
So when you get the information like at a place like that, and I personally think it helps to fill out what's going on at the location. And I know some people, primarily people with more psychic abilities, don't want that information. But do you find it helpful? I'll go to you, Barry.
Yes and no. I like to know the history of the place. Sometimes I wish we would get it afterwards and then see if it, you know, we got some information that matches up with that. And I think that's maybe a good method for certain people that are doing these things. But in the short time period that we have there, we don't always have that luxury. So you want to get the information right up front. But yeah. I think in a perfect world, I'd love to hear the stories after we've already done maybe one night there and then see, oh, wow, we heard that name, or, you know, we kind of tell that that was a really dark place that we were in, you know, the basement with all the dead bodies, those kinds of things. If you don't know that ahead of time, you go in with a clean slate instead of assuming that you're going to have an experience in that area. You might be in a closet somewhere or whatever in a room, and you might get something there that they didn't know anything about. And they're like, nothing ever happens up there or in that room. So yeah, in a perfect world, I'd like it at the end, but either way, it's learning the history, which is fun.
Ty, what did you think about Octagon Hall?
It scared the shit out of me.
Is it just kind of that oppressive energy to it? Did you have experiences there?
We had experiences. I had experiences there. I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, we've already put it out there. John got scratched across his torso.
Ah!
Yeah. And then we went down to the basement. I was FaceTiming my wife, and we were down in the basement, and I was showing her around, like, the different rooms. And John went down there with me, and we were walking into a room, and I was, you know, kind of showing her around. And then it was like somebody was standing right here in my face, and it was like almost like they yelled at me. And John heard it too. And well, of course, he shoves me into the room.
I thought it was his voice. It was like a get out or get back. Yeah. But I thought he was trying to scare me because I was lurching behind him. And so I reacted by pushing him into the set room.
Yeah, but pushing him into the room. And then Christy's on the phone going, what are you guys doing? But yeah, it was like somebody was right here in my face, like yelling.
And then like, right then you get a push in the middle of your back.
Right. Pushes me in my back. Right. In the room. Like, no, I'm going to die.
Now, did that make it on to the episode, or will it?
No, we didn't. We weren't.
Well, yeah, we were just weirdly breaking filming, just trying to, like, just because she was, again, showing his wife. Like, every time we go to these locations, like, the wives or the kids or the friends would be like, dude, you got to show me this house or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was just one of those things where it's, like, organically happened, where it's, like, one, you wish you could capture it, but it's, like, for us, it's, like, I like the fact that we can kind of just, that stuff will happen. And we had talked, we kind of mentioned it earlier, a couple minutes ago, where it's, like, when we talk about the energy and stuff, we're going here with like really pure intentions. Like we're not here to antagonize or like create the event to happen. We're trying to capture the, whatever the thing. So if we come in there with a clear head and we're genuine or whatever, like I think we found that we're better off. We get more content, not content, but more, we get more stuff interacting with us.
Activity.
Cause we're going in there with like the good pure intentions, like trying to learn. And especially with the history stuff where it's like when someone like Beth talks about the people that died there, the names or the owners or people, stuff that's happened there, that we're very genuine with how we're approaching this. And I think, again, that sets off like a really cool chain of reaction when it comes to like the energies.
Yeah, we want to show respect, you know, when we did a USS Yorktown in Charleston, you know, that's a naval ship. There's been a lot of men and women on that ship, and you want to show respect to that and not be an idiot.
Right.
You know, in these places. And for us, we're not going to fake anything. You know, if something does happen or gets captured on film and or one of us gets scared, that's real. It's not. And we're not going to go out there and just say, oh, it's, an evil spirit coming after us. We don't know, but we want to at least document it. And, you know, the curiosity killed the cat. We just want to be in these places. And if something happens, great. But that's also what makes the episodes fun. Is say maybe the paranormal place wasn't that active that night, or if we didn't really get anything, that's fine. You still have the barbecue, you still have the brews, you know, the beer stuff. So it makes an episode interesting, even if one of those areas is maybe not as interesting.
We also crack a lot of jokes. Like it's a very funny show. Yes. And there's so much stuff said under the off the cuff. And again, you're probably going to ask about, but there's no scripts. And so when Barry's talking about meeting the business owners of these properties and the breweries and the barbecue pitmasters, we just be yourself. There's no script, act how you normally would. And so I think there's a genuineness to that. that's going to ooze through each episode. But there's a lot of times where...
Did you say ooze?
Yeah, where I'll bump into something, it'll fall over, I'll be like, what the hell is that? Most shows would just cut from there and be like, oh my God. But you're going to see me laughing going, dude, I just elbowed this cast iron top of this wood stove off of the floor. Or we'll fall. Or something will happen where Ty and I are like, whatever, like we're the SK Pierce manager, Gardner, whatever. And then Ty or Barry's like, no, this is the open flume on the fireplace. It's cold out, temperature change. So he's actively trying to like explain what could be happening. And like,
it's always weather related.
And funnily, like hilariously, we are just very much like pushing back on it because we want to believe it. But then when you like, you kind of like see it, it's like, okay, these guys in real time are trying to prove what actually knocked this thing over, what's causing us to move in like a very funny way where it's like you're hanging with your buddies. Just
I was about to say, this show is like, it's not like a show like you would normally see. It's like you're there with us. We're bringing you in like you're a fly on the wall. And
we're not taking ourselves too seriously at all.
Because we're learning too about everything in real time. Yeah. And I think from episode 1 to 2, I've got more confident with gear. I can explain gear and stuff like that. But you'll see that as the seasons go on, where it's like you get more and more comfortable and confident. But yeah, it's just been a blast.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Ty Sherrill, John Guarneri, and Barry Kirsch of the new series, Booze, Brews, and Barbecue. Visit their website at boozebrewsbbq.com, and you can follow them on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, without commercials, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, we thank you so much for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.